Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
Going on, you good humans. Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly little check-in with all of you legends. Sharing some of the great people in the 1% Good Club, their gratitudes, and also giving you a little update on this Friday's episode and about a little topic I like to talk about. As always, big thank you to our sponsor, Drink a Rapper. There has been just so much product coming in to me and then also getting a lot out to you guys. The brain drink, all about taking better care of our brain. Hopefully, if you're like me and you're always curious about ways that we can improve, a rep has been something that has been a massive improvement in my life. If you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, you can check out all about the product, all backed by neuroscience, millions of dollars of clinical studies. Use the code GOODHUMAN for a big 25% off. Also, for the month of March, I am giving away 2 cases of Rapper each week for anyone who posts on their Instagram story their favorite Good Human episode and both tag at drinkarepa and at Cooper Chapman. This week's actually been pretty slow. No one's actually tagged us in any stories. So 2 cases just went up with no winner. So I might jackpot it next week. If you're listening right now and you're thinking, you know what, I want to try some Arepa, make sure you post on your Instagram story your favorite Good Humans pod episode and tag both me and Drink Arepa. And I'm going to, if I get more than 4, send 4 out next week because we didn't have any this week. I've been very busy, so a little bit of a slow week with Good Humans podcast, but yeah, let's jump into this week's episode. The 1% Good Club, as always, is just absolutely pumping. There's so many gratitudes written every single day and the community just seems to be getting stronger and stronger. So I'm going to read out a few of my favorite gratitudes. If you want to join, it's completely free. Thousands of members now from all around the world giving 1% of their day to their mental health. 10 minutes meditation sent every single morning. 4 minutes of gratitude every night written in by everyone. And yeah, I'm going to read out 3 gratitudes from 4 of my favorite people this week. So first we have from group number 7, we have Tim. Number 1. Clean up of the laundry and garage today. Well and truly overdue. This morning my daughter had... given out the biggest smiles to my wife and I. Our hearts are so full and feeling so content and happy where life is currently and where it is heading. Oh, good on you, Tim. It's so nice. Big smiles from your daughter making you and your wife happy, cleaning up the house and also, yeah, just reflecting and being content with where you're at. I'd love to hear it. Next, we have group number 1. We have Emma. Today's gratitudes. My sister agreeing to walk over to the gym. Number 2, the drive to work this morning. And number 3, our staff meeting finished a reasonable time where I could come home, chill out, and have a quiet night. I also watched Gem with my parents tonight and would absolutely recommend. It's so good. Oh, good on you, Emma. I watched the Gem episode on Amazon Prime. So at Hugh Van Kylenberg, who's been a guest on this podcast, one of the most incredible speakers in mental health on this planet, just released an Amazon Prime special called Gem, G-E-M. Head over and check that out. It is absolutely brilliant. Good on you, Emma. I love listening to it too. Next, we have Haley from group number 9. Number 1, a beautiful sunny day. Number 2, a parent-teacher interview and hearing how caring my child is. The grades were great, but hearing that she practices gratitude in class and is mindful of others is what matters more to me. And number 3, a beautiful walk with my daughter. Oh, Haley, you are such a legend. I know you and your daughter get involved in gratitude together and to know that it's passing on to school and the teachers are noticing it. Oh, it must make you proud and just feel good that, yeah, some nice healthy habits have been instilled in your daughter from a young age. So good on you, Haley. And the last one for today, we have Brianna. Happy Monday. Gratitudes for today. I'm grateful for a night out at Moonbar Festival with some legends of friends. I honestly have had the best time with them until I cry. Adrenaline Rush, going to on the rides and yummy food. Number two, coming home to a safe house and incredibly blessed for this life in Oz. And number three, having stability in my life, something that grounds me and feels safe no matter what else goes on. Oh, Brianna, you are killing it. I went down to Moonbar in Melbourne over the weekend. I got to watch Corey Tunison, one of the Good Human Ambassadors and also one of my best friends, compete in the Moonbar Masters for their first event of the world title race. And he took it out, actually, so that was sick for me to be down there. And, yeah, it's so cool. The Moonbar Festival was massive, just so many people having a good time. And, yeah, just an environment of people, getting outside, enjoying some rides, enjoying the Melbourne sunny, beautiful weather that there was down there this weekend. And, yeah, so love to hear that. Good on you, Brianna. All right, this week's topic I'm going to talk about is a book that I'm reading at the moment called Think and Grow Rich. I got recommended this by Julian Petroulis, a friend and big investor and entrepreneur and very wealthy guy who's only 31 years old. And he was a previous guest on Good Humans podcast. Go back and have a listen to that one. It's so, so informative and inspiring. But he told me to read that book. And I've been told by many people over the last few years to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I've been putting it off for quite some time. And I want to give you a bit of a summary of sort of why I've been loving it. So the idea is there's this guy who had a dad who was rich and a dad who was poor. The poor dad went through the normal system, had a high-paying job, was making over 100 grand a year, but didn't understand how to make his money work for him, didn't understand accounting and taxing very well. He was always about finding a real particular bit of education, getting really good at it, and, yeah, working your way up the ladder. And then this guy's best mate's dad didn't have a crazy big qualification, but was into building businesses, understanding the tax system, understanding how to set up businesses. And the most important thing I've been learning about it is understanding to purchase assets that are actually wealth and money generating rather than buying what most of us kind of get told is an asset, but is kind of a liability, which is our house if it's not making any money for us. So I've been just learning so many really interesting ways and just perspectives and mindset shifts. Like for me, my parents have been amazing. I've had such an amazing upbringing, but they've never ever talked to me about investing or understanding the money system or ways to make our money work for us or entrepreneurship or thinking outside the square. Like my mum would always tell me, like, just work hard, get more jobs, try and do more hours, make more money. But I'm beginning to learn that the system isn't really built to benefit people who do that. If you want to get ahead financially, you need to start looking at money in a little bit of a different way. And this has been the best book I've ever read that's really described to me that, in trying to understand that we need to try and get our money into places that are making money for us rather than saving and doing the kind of system that we're built in through school. I don't know. I'm a bit of a curious thinker. I just feel like if majority of people are kind of struggling financially, it seems like around the world, everyone's kind of just getting enough to get by quite often, then it's like maybe the system's broken. We're not getting taught the right way at school, so we need to start thinking and educating from outside the square a bit. So, yeah, I've been loving this book. I highly recommend go checking it out. It's called Think and Grow Rich. Just really interesting understanding the money systems, understanding how to think a bit differently and, not blame, oh, bloody the market conditions were wrong. Oh, my boss was wrong to me. It's like, no, how can you take back control and take ownership, like I do talk about in this podcast a bit? How can you take ownership and start thinking outside the square, and rather than complaining about the system being flawed, understanding the flaws in the system and making it work for you? So yeah, I highly encourage you, if you're a curious person and want to try and work out some ways to get ahead and think maybe a bit differently and shift your mindset around money. Like I said, it's a very different education than I ever got about money, so I'm just trying to expand what I've learned through my own family, because it's like school doesn't teach you about money and investing. You have to learn it through your own quest. And yeah, this has been a great book for me, so go check out Think and Grow Rich. It's a really interesting book. I highly encourage you to have a listen. I think you might like it. This Friday we have an episode coming with the absolute legendary Meg Martin, or Meg Sutherland as she's known on Instagram. She created the Mega Run, which is a Sunday run group, which has just got thousands of people getting committed to getting outside, doing 10Ks on a Sunday early in the morning to avoid going out and partying. Meg has a crazy story. She went through an upbringing as a kid where she did rhythmic acrobatics, I think. She competed in like the craziest thing growing up. You'll hear all about it in the episode on Friday. But then, yeah, got into the mega run, was a bit lost, not knowing where she really wanted to put her time and energy, bounced around a few uni courses, and then fell in love, got married and got a bit of a direction change. And now she's, yeah, crushing it. Super inspiring young lady. And yeah, somebody who I was glad to have a chat with. So have a listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
While I would blame people for why I wasn't where I wanted to be, or blame things or whatever, and I just realized the only person that loses from you blaming is you. And whilst it feels good in the short term, you're still stuck in the same situation that you don't enjoy. So I just realized me being a bit fearful and is me missing out on my life. As in, I can't blame anyone else for that because that's my problem. Or me being even shy, not that there's anything wrong with being shy, but if you don't ask, you're not going to get. And so I was thinking, man, all these people are having incredible lives and they're loving their lives and I wasn't loving mine. And I was blaming everyone else. And so just that realization of, hold on a second, the only person that's holding you back is you. And then from there, I just started to do everything that scared me. So even little things, like if there was a spider in the house, I don't like spiders, I would be the one catching it. And just, I think, realizing that whilst you can put things out of reach, they're actually not out of reach. It's your, what you can do is your perception, and how you experience life is your perception of how you experience it.
All right, that was Meg Martin. She is an absolute ball of energy, a bloody legend. Also, if you're around next Saturday the 25th of March, I am hosting a mindful morning with Drink a Repper at Mermaid Beach. Saturday the 25th, I believe it is. We're going to be down there from 6:30 till 7:30. We're going to do a gratitude exercise, and then we're going to go into a little yoga movement exercise followed by a meditation. It's going to be all up around 60 minutes. Free a repper for everyone to try out. We're going to have a few Good Human goodie bags, a few Lululemon goodie bags. It's going to be a really fun event. Keep an eye out on my socials at Cooper Chapman, at Drink a Repper. We're going to be bringing you some more info. We wanted to bring the community together to give some information about our brains. It's going to be right at the end of Brain Month. We're going to be, yeah, letting you try the Drink a Repper product. We're also going to be doing a little bit of gratitude, meditation, and movement. So it's going to be a really nice morning, Saturday, 6:30, open to the public, completely free for anyone. So invite your friends, tell everyone to come down. All you need to do is bring a towel. I'll be setting up a tent. I'll be taking us through, yeah, the meditation and gratitude. And we have a yogi coming to help out with the yoga. So we'd love to see a bunch of you there. It's going to be a really cool event. Also, make sure you head over to goodhumanfactory.com. We've got new merch coming in the next couple of weeks, which I cannot wait to show you. But first, we're trying to clear some stock off the shelf. If you use the code GOODFRIENDS, you get a huge 50% off the merch up until we drop new stuff. So you've got a few weeks left of that. Go check it out. It's almost all sold out. So if you want to pick up some old stuff before we restock, and we're actually not going to be doing a few of the styles, so go pick some up. Thanks for tuning in this week. Bloody love every single time I get to chat to you, legends. This Friday is going to be a banger. Don't miss that one. And yeah, I'll see you guys as the week goes on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.